The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Are you a healthcare professional looking to translate psychedelic research into practice? Then register for Psychedelic Harm Reduction and Integration, a professional training offered by psychologist Elizabeth Nielsen and Ingmar Gorman at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, May 24th through 26. Earn 12 continuing education credits as you discover how to better support clients who have an interest in psychedelics. Learn more at eomega.org/thrive.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to the Radiate Wellness Podcast with your host, metaphysician, Reiki master, and hypnotherapist, Christy Clemens Hoffman. Each week, we will discover teachings, tips, and tools to radiate your best life ever with practitioners, authors, and luminaries to help you on your path. Wellness, joy, peace, abundance. What do you want to radiate?
Hello and welcome back to the Radiate Wellness Podcast, where today we radiate expansion with Stephanie Redfeather, who is the author of The Evolutionary Empath, a practical guide for heart-centered consciousness, and author of the Empath Activation Cards, Discover Your Cosmic Purpose. Now, Stephanie has been a guest on this show twice to talk about each one of these works, but also to talk about her vast body of work as an empath guide and a shaman. Welcome, Stephanie. It's such a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled, Christy. I know we always have fun conversations. I'm happy to be here again.
I know we do such similar work and we're in the same field, and I just love where we dovetail with each other. Your work dovetails with mine and just flows back and forth, and it's beautiful. I watch what you do out there on social media and on your website and your newsletter, and I'm here for it. You do such great work. So I wanted to have you on today to talk about something that you've got coming up.
Yes.
Tell us about this. I can say stuff, but you know more about it.
Venturing into a new territory. It's something that I have been thinking about for a long time, and it's finally time to do. I am producing my first telesummit. So I have been an expert speaker, a guest speaker on many telesummits. So I've been on the other end of it for a number of years. And so I took some training on how to do it, and I've done it long enough that it doesn't feel intimidating. You know, for those of you who might be going, holy cow, why would you do that to yourself?
I was thinking that too. Yes.
Like there's a lot of web work and a lot of detailed work. But my skill set, you know, I'm an exceptional project manager. I've done a lot of project management when I was in the Air Force and when I was in the corporate world. And being an entrepreneur for 17 years is kind of like, you got to be your own project manager. So it just seemed the right time. Everything came together. And of course, I had to talk about empaths. And so the title of the summit is Empath Revolution, Activate Your Cosmic Mission as a Sensitive Soul.
So important. Wow. And this is coming up too. When is it coming up?
Yes. So this is going to air May 6th through 10th. That is a Monday through a Friday. I have 23 speakers. And so the most telesummits, if you've done telesummits before, they're all of a similar kind of format. So each day it is a free telesummit. So you don't have to pay anything to participate and to listen. And each day, Monday through Friday, I will be releasing between 4 and 5 of the interviews that are pre-recorded. And those will be available for, I'm still sorting out some of the details, right? Still doing the behind the scenes work and still building it. But those interviews should be available for 48 hours. And then if people decide that they want to have what's called lifetime access, we sort of throw that term around. Really, it's basically for a year, you can have access to all of the speakers and not have to worry about, because I know it's hard. People work or they just don't have enough free time to listen to all of the speakers, let alone the ones that they want to listen to again, right? So part of my format for this that I really wanted to have was not just an interview style, but for each speaker to offer some kind of experiential activity, a ceremony, a tool, a guided process. And so the lifetime access is good if you want to be able to go back and go through, you know, take yourself through those experiences again, because they can be applied multiple times. And so I'm just going to stop and see if you have questions, because I'm I'm excited and rambling.
Oh, you're fine. No, this sounds really exciting. Of course, I recorded an interview for the summit and I'm super excited about it. Very, very excited about it. What other types of interviews and processes are you going to be bringing to the summit?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I kind of shot for the moon because there are a lot of what I consider big name people out there that are more famous than me, who've been doing this longer, who have a bigger following. But I just, you know, I held the image very clearly in my mind of just calling in the right and perfect people, because this is from this end of things, right? Of being a producer, I'm creating a field. I'm calling in a collective energy that is bigger than the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, right? So there's this field that's being created that's calling in the participants. And so I'll just throw some names out there. I don't know if everybody's heard of these people, but one of my speakers is Anna Dea Judith, who is an expert in the chakra system and a spiritual advocate. She's been doing this work for a long time. Stephen Kessler, who wrote The Five Personality Patterns, which absolutely exploded my understanding of energy, of how we manage our own energy and the coping mechanisms that we use and how that informs what our energy does in our life and how we control it and manage it. Eileen Day McCusick, who wrote Tuning the Human Biofield. I've got Linda Starwolf, who's the creator of shamanic breathwork and one of my longtime mentors. For anybody who's familiar with the Shift Network, I've been on their mailing list for a long time. I've done a lot of programs through them. So there's a couple of empath-focused people that have been on the Shift Network, like Wendy DeRosa and Lisa Campion, who said yes to this summit. And then Michael R. Smith, who I know has a massive social media presence as well, and has been doing empath work for a very, very long time. So these are just some of the, you know, and you as well, Christy, as you said, got an interview with you that was just blah. So this is just some of the 23 expert speakers that I've gathered for this summit.
That sounds amazing, Stephanie. Now, why did you choose to do something like this? This is huge.
It is. And what it also speaks to for me, because I've had my business for 17 years, right? And any entrepreneur or just anything that you do, it evolves, right? And your sacred work in the world evolves and certain things fall off that you used to do. And then new things come on as you say yes to what you're being called towards and what feels juicy. And it just feels like my next level of service is creating this telesummit, because this is going to reach people in a way that's different than my book, that's different than my oracle cards. And it brings together, it's like, yes, I'm an expert in the field of empath, but that doesn't mean I know everything, right? And so it's also the opportunity to learn from other people who are walking a similar path and to just collect all of that incredible life experience and wisdom and offer it to other empaths, because we are the ones. There's a quote from the movie Moneyball that says, "The first guy through the wall always gets bloodied." And so collectively, all of us who are on the planet right now as empaths, and in the last 100 years or so, as the number of empaths incarnating has really exploded, collectively, we are the first ones through the wall getting bloodied. Because we did not have the people in our lives, most of us did not, the parents, the teachers, the mentors, the social structures, church, that understood us, that recognized our gifts, that knew how to guide us, that knew how to give us tools, that acknowledged and validated our sensitivities. And so we are the ones that are getting bloodied and beat up and having to kind of figure it out ourselves so that we can make it easier for the ones coming behind us. And so looking in that direction of how can I not only help the next generation behind me, but how can I help that generation help the next generation coming behind them?
I think that is so important to mention because, you know, like you said, there's all these new empaths coming online right now. I think we've always been around, but now, well, we've got heightened energies on the planet right now. You know, we're recording this on April 5th. We've got the solar eclipse coming up. We've just had another eclipse. So energies are really high, but I feel like each one needs to reach one. You know what I mean? And so let this grow exponentially. This movement grow exponentially so that we can all help each other. Something I've noticed too is that anymore, we have so many more words and research work going into relationships, going into our emotions and our feelings so that we have the tools and the language to talk about this. So how did you first recognize that you were an empath, understand what that is, and then decide to work with people? How'd you get into this?
Are you a healthcare professional looking to translate psychedelic research into practice? Then register for Psychedelic Harm Reduction and Integration, a professional training offered by psychologist Elizabeth Nielsen and Ingmar Gorman at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, May 24th through 26. Earn 12 continuing education credits as you discover how to better support clients who have an interest in psychedelics. Learn more at eomega.org/thrive.
I don't want to take too much of your time, but I would like to ask you a few simple favors. First of all, please rate, review, and share this podcast wherever you're listening. You know, it sounds like a simple little thing, and it is, but it has a huge impact for us because it helps other people find us in the podcasting algorithms. I don't know how it works, but I do know that it helps a lot. Next, if you would subscribe or follow wherever you're listening, whether that's YouTube or Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, Spotify, wherever you're listening, just hit subscribe or follow, and that helps you and it helps us. It helps you because then you receive notifications when we have a new episode that's out. It helps us because, again, algorithm magic, I don't know what happens. But it helps. And then finally, you can support our podcast in a tangible way by going to radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast and then click on support the show. Now, we have a new feature too. We are now on Patreon. You can find us on Patreon. You can also find the link to Patreon when you go to radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast. So on Patreon, for $3 a month or $5 a month, you can support your metaphysical and spiritual growth. You can learn about upcoming guests, and you can get early and ad-free versions of the shows. So please support us. This podcast is free for you to listen, but we have costs, and quite frankly, they come out of my pocket. So if you like this content, if you get a lot out of it, please see what you can do to give back. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a $1 million question.
That's right. Here's the formula. Get your ass kicked. Think you're going to die. Find your way through it. And then use your gifts to help others. So that's, it's kind of the formula that most of us go through, right? Because yes, we are collectively evolving in consciousness as a species. But we're still in a level of consciousness, or have been and are starting to leave the level of consciousness where our learning and our growth comes through trauma and pain and chaos and drama. And so as empaths, if you don't know you're an empath, I just call that being an unconscious empath, right? And so when we're an unconscious empath, we don't know we're an empath. We don't know what that means. We're not aware of what's happening with our energy. And so we live from the unhealthy aspects of our empathic qualities, right? So we take on everybody else's stuff. We think that it's ours. We don't know where we end and the next person begins. We lose ourselves in relationships. We don't know how to say no. We suck at boundaries. We tend to be codependent. And so that often defines the first however many years or decades of our life until finally our soul just wakes us up, calls us forward to a crisis point where it's like, I can no longer sustain the way I've been living and what I've been doing. And so for me, all of that came together. For people who don't know my story, I was a very creative, intuitive child. I went to a performing arts school, like the TV show Fame. So, you know, danced and sang and performed on stage and creative arts and writing and all of that. And then fast forward a few years and I get a degree in applied mathematics from one of the top engineering schools in the country and become an Air Force officer.
Right?
Right? Like, what the heck?
A normal trajectory.
Of course. Yes, makes perfect sense, logical. So when I left the military, it wasn't a matter of, hey, I know what I want to do next. It's time to go. It was this quiet little voice that I'm honestly surprised that I heard inside of me saying, it's time to get out. And then, what am I going to do? Right? I did not know. I didn't have a clue. And I started my own financial planning business when I left the military because my financial advisor, who was with the company that I'd been with for 10 years, said, well, Steph, you're really good with people. Have you thought about doing this? And I liken it to kind of the first time you have a crush in grade school, right? Where the person of the opposite sex or whatever your persuasion is gives you attention and likes you. And you're like, oh, you like me? Oh, okay, I'll like you back. You know, like you just get it because somebody's paying attention to you. And so I was like, oh, you think I'll be good at this? Okay, I'll do that. So there was no listening to my heart. I didn't know how to do that. There was no trying the idea on and running it through my body and seeing how it felt and if it resonated. It was just, I was still very much in the, I call it the pre-quake tremor phase of my spiritual awakening, right? Where I hadn't, the earthquake had not quite happened yet, was getting to that point. And so
you could feel it coming.
Yes, I could feel it coming. And so I started my own financial planning business thinking that's what I would do for the next 5, 10, or 15 years. And I quit in less than 6 months because I hated it. And I lost $25,000 because I didn't stay in long enough to recoup what I had invested. And that is what really started my spiritual awakening in earnest. And it was a roughly 5-year period that I have described as living 100 years in the space of 5. Because it was so accelerated and so intense. And I call it the spiritual crucible because I was just getting cooked down, right? Just broken down into a completely different substance. And it was, I think, the first time this massive death cycle, right? You know, in shamanic terms, it is a psychic death. It is an energetic death. It is a death and rebirth. And I think the first time is always so painful because we have no context for it. I didn't have the skills. I didn't have tools. I didn't understand what was happening to me. All I knew how to do was fight and resist and did not know how to surrender to it. I didn't know any of that stuff. And so it was very hard fought for me and hard won. And finally, when I got to the other side, I realized I have some wisdom here. I have some skills. And if I can make somebody else's time in the crucible shorter, less painful, if I can support them through it, if I can give them tools and understanding and an explanation and a context so they at least can locate themselves inside of what the hell is going on, then that is what my heart was leading me to do. And that is when I stood up my business.
Right, right. We come to a point in our lives when we realize, okay, my mission is not what I thought it was. My mission is something that I can no longer deny.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you even get started? I mean, you go from financial planning to shamanism. What the
hell? There's a whole lot of what the hells when you look at my life.
You know what? A friend of mine described my life as a Swiss Army life, and I love that, right? You have a Swiss Army life too.
That's right. That's right. Yes. I had always had a fascination with a pull towards, a leaning towards Native American indigenous spirituality. Before I left the military, I was studying Buddhism. So I was starting to explore my spiritual nature. I was baptized and confirmed Lutheran. But from an early age, I knew I didn't have the language at all. I didn't understand. I couldn't speak to it. It wasn't at a completely conscious level. It just felt like rumblings of, this isn't all there is about God. This doesn't resonate. So I don't have the whole picture, but I was seeking. In high school, my best friend was Baptist, so I went to a Baptist church. And then my art teacher led a non-denominational Bible study before school, and he was Pentecostal. So I went to Pentecostal and I went to Charismatic, and I tried all of these different things. So I was seeking, but I couldn't sort it out yet. And so it happened later, where I was forced, if you will, my soul called me forward and said, it's time to figure this out. And so, yeah, I had people in my life, like I studied Reiki early on, became a Reiki master. And just one thing led to another. You know, I had a friend that's like invited me, oh, you need to meet this person who does the priestess process. And so I went through the priestess process and then became a priestess process facilitator. And oh, you should meet this person. And they practice the Pachacuti Mesa tradition of Peru. And so I went through an apprenticeship. So it just, like, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. All of these things just started lining up. And I was voracious in just scooping all of these things up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know that awakening process, it is huge. And I feel like that's where my sweet spot is. I feel like your sweet spot is working with empaths. My sweet spot is finding and helping people who are going through this awakening. But it's huge. You can't look at anything the same way again. Mm-hmm. Everything changes.
You cannot go back to ignorance, sadly. I mean, sometimes you're just like, wait, can I just have my numbing agent again? I'm going to go in the corner and suck my thumb. Is that cool? Can we just pretend none of this happened? You know? Once we cannot go back to ignorance, and I wouldn't want to, but there are tools certainly for being kind to yourself on those days when it's really hard and when we're feeling very sensitive. And so I've been a lifelong empath, but for the first 30 years, I didn't know it. And so there were multiple themes to my spiritual awakening. A big part of it was reclaiming the divine feminine and my own feminine. A big part of it was coming to terms with my sensitivities and the fact that I'm an empath. And so that just became a focus for me, because at the time that I was going through my spiritual awakening 20 plus years ago, there was not the wealth of resources that there are now, right? I mean, the books and videos and all of the online courses and YouTube and social media, like, these things did not exist. I was bumping around in the dark, cussing at God and just,
I feel like you're coming out of your skin.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Much so. And so it was not pretty. I mean, I can laugh about it now, but we all can. When we get through it and look back and know that we survived, we can laugh about it. But at the time, it was crushing. There was despair. There was so much grief. There was so much fear, so much doubt, so much, what is happening to me? All of those things that I know so many people have felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And more people are coming online with it all the time. You know, the more information that is out there, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all of this, the more information that's out there, I think that it's kind of like the story of the 100th monkey that learns how to, I think it was wash their food or something. I don't know, the 100th monkey story, but it's just becoming a collective wave, right? Collective movement, I think. Mm-hmm. And its time has come. So where do you see all of this going? All of these people coming online with their empathic qualities and abilities and their natural spiritual gifts. What do you see the end game as? Where do you see us going?
Right. I like to think that at some point, empath is just going to be synonymous with human, because the absolute central theme to the book that I wrote is that empaths are here to help humanity ascend to the next level of consciousness. We are not a mistake. It may seem like we got here a little early, like, hey, This is not a conducive environment for those who are sensitive. There's a lot of war, there's a lot of famine, there's a lot of discord and conflict and pain and trauma in the world. I'm not ready for this. Stop the ride, let me off. But we are here because our souls, at a soul level, we chose to come into the planet to help humanity evolve to the next level of consciousness. And so I bow to all of the courageous souls who chose to come onto this planet right now, because we are the front runners. We are the ones, like I said, getting bloody, busting through the wall, setting up the field, creating the bow wave, because honestly, we're all born empaths. We are all born with those sensitivities, with the ability to connect to the unseen realms. Everything in the world is sentient and conscious and has a consciousness that can be communicated with. But because of the belief systems that we grow up in, right? The influence of our parents, church, culture, etc., a lot of times those things get shut off or shoved down or denied. And so a common theme for so many empaths is you have to go through a number of years or decades of denying who you are, repressing who you are, being ashamed of who you are, until finally your system can no longer hold the dissonance of being out of alignment with your authentic nature. And then it's got to change. And so we are here as empaths to first do our own work, right? We have to do our inner work first so that we can have a body felt, experiential, in our bones knowingness that helps us stay in our center and stay grounded in our own selves, and where we can then operate from a place of being anchored in our own core. Instead of, because it's easy for us to drop our anchor in another person, right? Our locus of identity to be outside of ourselves, to identify with everybody else, to take on other people's personality patterns and expectations and all of that. So doing the inner work allows us to be able to do the work to establish our home, so that when we get knocked off center, right? Or something happens that throws us out of our body, we know how to get back home. And that in and of itself is just, there's a card in my oracle deck called Shine in Place. And what that means is, just because we have this cosmic mission, it doesn't mean we have to be a public figure or write books or start a nonprofit or be any of these sorts of things. It means if you can do your inner work and just be your authentic self and be a model for your family, for the people that you work with, for your community, that is valuable.
The name of this podcast is the Radiate Wellness Podcast, also the name of the company that I started, the group practice I started. But the reason for that is because we do radiate all of that out, right? You're talking about taking on all the things that we're learning and all the things we're processing, and then reaching others, teaching others, and letting that radiate. The great teacher Matt Kahn said, whenever we heal something within ourselves, we're healing it in the community around us, right? So doing our work is actually helping those around us.
Yes, yes. The hermetic principle, as within, so without, as the one, so the circle, as the circle, so the self, as above, so below. I absolutely believe in that. When I've held women's circles, priestess circles, mystery schools, we absolutely call in and embrace that principle, because we know as we are doing that work that it is affecting the collective. And it is absolutely true as empaths that as we do that work, I talk about in my book, the morphic field of the empath, which I describe as a living field of intelligence that exists at a certain vibratory frequency that has just been held in trust around the earth, waiting for us to evolve enough in consciousness and to raise our frequency enough that we were resonant with that morphic field, or that we could start then accessing that intelligence, but not only accessing it to pull from, but to contribute to.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that we are all responsible for the energy that we bring, the energy that we convey to others, and having that responsibility for what we're putting out, I think does create this field around us, what we're contributing to. You know, I do believe that your webinar, your telesummit is called the Empath Revolution. And I do feel like this is a revolution that we're doing, that we're embarking on, all of us who are on this journey, on this path. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Because it is the subtitle, Activate Your Cosmic Mission as a Sensitive Soul, I feel is so important because one of the gifts I think I bring is I have an ability to see the big picture, to provide and explain context, which I think, so it's been valuable for me, which is why I try to create that for others. Because if I can see myself inside of the bigger picture and locate myself, that gives me access to an understanding, right? If my perspective just stays right here in front of my face, it is really easy to get lost, to feel a great sense of despair. It's hard to find motivation because if all you see is just what's right here in front of you, it is easy to think that we're not making a difference. What's the point? We're going backwards, right? But if we pull in the unseen realms, if we pull in this bigger perspective, if we back out to this cosmic bird's eye view, then it helps us understand that we are here to help humanity ascend to the next level of consciousness, and that our life is not a mistake. We're not suffering for no reason, that we are actually here very much on purpose.
Right. Then we can be very intentional about the energy that we bring, about the emotions that we feel, and very intentional about how we show up for people. Very important. The time to be unconscious of all of that is gone.
Yeah.
You can no longer do that.
Yes. And that is part of the raising consciousness, is the self-awareness, right? Doing the inner work to become conscious and become aware, so that part of what I see happening for all of us, everyone carrying a higher frequency, or those who are on the leading edge, right? The path cutters, is entrainment. That there is a way for those who are holding a higher frequency to call others forward, right? To entrain them up to that higher frequency. And so we are all, in a way, calling each other forward and upward.
I love that. Right. Yeah. Because we all are connected, very much connected on a soul level and an energetic level. We're all one. Mm-hmm. And we can help each other rise up, which is why you're doing this telesummit, quite frankly, right? Connecting people. You're expecting a big turnout for it.
I'm hoping so. One of the ways, well, let me back up and say that the primary way that this gets advertised is all of the speakers have their own lists, right? Their own newsletter lists, or people who subscribe to their work, or Facebook followings or social media followings. And so everybody is promoting this. And so it's not just me sending this out to my list. It's all of these other 23 speakers advertising it to their lists as well. And so my hope, my sort of calculated prediction, is that this will get at least in front of a couple hundred thousand people, or at least the opportunity for them to participate and say yes. I'm not saying I'm going to have 200,000 people participating, but at least this is going to get in a couple hundred thousand people's inbox, which is where it has to start.
I realize that registration is not open for this event yet. When will that be open?
Correct. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I think it's April 21st. So it's basically 2 weeks before. So the summit again is May 6th through the 10th. So 2 weeks before that is when the promotional period is what we call it, when the promotional period is. And so that's when people will be able to actually go to the Telesummit website and register and see the names of all of the speakers and their bios and all of that kind of stuff. And so if you want to make sure that you get the information about this Telesummit, what I encourage you to do is just go to my website, which is bluestartemple.org, and just subscribe to my mailing list. And there's a free gift that you'll get by doing that. But if you're on my mailing list, then you will most definitely get the information about this telesummit coming up.
Wonderful. And you've got so many valuable links on here, of course, to all of the books and materials that you've put out, which I should mention that it's not just the empath activation cards and the evolutionary empath. You've got animals, personal tales of encounters with spiritual animals, shamanism, personal quests of communion with nature and creation, the ultimate guide to self-healing, chaos to clarity, sacred stories of transformational change. You've got so many wonderful resources available at bluestartemple.org. So I would recommend everybody go to that website and find out how to work with Stephanie, more information, and yes, join the newsletter so that you can find out about the summit coming up. Is there anything that you think we have not covered? Anything about this telesummit coming up or the work that you do that we have not talked about?
I just invite people to consider the other empaths and sensitive souls in your life, that there are probably people in your life that are empaths that they don't know it, or maybe you haven't had a conversation with them. Like you can kind of sense, you know, like, well, my cousin or my great aunt or my, you know, whatever, or this coworker, but you're kind of afraid to say something. Don't be afraid. Reach out in whatever way is natural, right? I'm not trying to ask you to create an awkward situation, but remember what it was like when we felt alone, when we felt unheard, when we felt like we didn't have a tribe and we didn't know if there was anybody else out there having the same experiences as us. If it feels right, if it feels comfortable, just kind of use it as a heart experiment to reach out to other sensitive souls or people that you think are sensitive in your life and let them know they're not alone.
I think that is important because we do feel alone when we find out there's a name for what we've been feeling. Mm-hmm. We do find alone. We feel like nobody else understands, but a lot of people actually do. So I think that is a very important distinction to make. And I appreciate you saying that very much. It's so good to talk to you, Stephanie. I always enjoy it. You're such a lovely light and a lovely soul.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for joining me today. I am really looking forward to the summit. I think it's going to be transformational for everybody. And I would encourage everyone to go to bluestartemple.org, sign up for Stephanie's mailing list, and then get information about registration for this big summit when it comes. And then maybe purchase the lifetime access. And that way you'll have access to recordings and the processes to do at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're having a dark night, right? Or anytime when you've got a little bit of time that, and want to do some work on yourself. I think that's important. So I wish a lot of people tune into this. I wish it a lot of success, and I'll be sending as much energy as I can toward it.
Thank you so much, Christy.
Absolutely.
Radiate Wellness is an international community of holistic and alternative healers dedicated to helping you create spiritual, energetic, and physical well-being. To learn more about our practitioners, services, classes, and events, or to schedule an appointment, visit us at radiatewellnesscommunity.com.
What is it you really want in life? No matter what you've been through, you can still achieve it. I'm Sandra Ann Taylor, and in my Energy Activation podcast, we'll explore the science of manifestation, and I'll give you specific techniques to shift your energy in order to make your dreams a reality. I also do live energy readings, and you can be a part of the show by emailing your questions to me at sandrataylor.net. Join me on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.